Since last week, Donald Trump has been taking phone calls from foreign leaders around the world. What he hasn't taken or sought is advice from the State Department. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The transition office on the ground floor of the State Department has been quiet as Trump and his advisors remain in New York. State Department spokesman John Kirby says officials here stand ready and willing to offer any briefing materials to the Trump team, but there haven't been any calls.
And it's not our place to inject ourselves into those decisions about who the president-elect is going to speak to and what they're going to discuss. I mean, those are his staff's decisions to make. We, of course, as the secretary has made clear to the entire department, we of course stand ready to assist the president-elect's team in any way that they deem fit. But as I said, there's been no outreach to date.
And there were no contacts with either the Trump transition team or Japanese officials before today's meeting with Shinzo Abe. The schedule for that was only made clear this morning, and that may have unsettled officials in Japan, a key U.S. ally. A quick call to the State Department by Trump staff could have avoided any ruffled feathers, says a longtime U.S. diplomat Ronald Newman.
It might well be useful if they had the kind of knowledge that state could give them about Japanese sensitivities and protocol, but it wouldn't necessarily be normal at this early stage.
Newman runs the American Academy of Diplomacy, a nonprofit here in Washington. His father was a career diplomat, too, who oversaw the transition at the State Department when Ronald Reagan came to office. So Newman has seen a lot of change over the years. He says one thing is always certain. The State Department prepares, quote, scads of briefing papers.
Those are papers that the State Department desperately hopes somebody in the administration will read before they start making policy decisions. Whether they will read them is questionable.
He's not surprised that Trump's advisors have been fielding calls from around the world without any input from the State Department.
I would expect most of these calls would be sort of nice to know you, congratulations. It's sort of getting to know you call, but without much substance, so there wouldn't be a lot of need for a paper.
Today, the president-elect spoke to the president of Azerbaijan, the prime minister of the Netherlands, and the president of Poland. That's on top of many others, from Russia's Vladimir Putin to China's Xi Jinping. Transition officials say there were, quote, appropriate security measures for those calls, and spokesman Sean Spicer says Trump does have a team to get him ready to talk to world leaders.
We're not obviously going to discuss those individuals, but there is a team that is discussing with him both policy and protocol to make sure that he's properly prepared.
As for the State Department's transition office, Trump will be sending over a so-called landing team soon. There's a lot of work ahead to fill the many political jobs here in the department, and even the transition team could change once a Secretary of State is named, according to Newman of the American Academy of Diplomacy. He's making a pitch now for the next team to strike a better balance between political appointees and career diplomats who have more experience. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.